Hello, everyone, and welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 78, and in this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about IRC clients. We're going to talk about the 2010 Gen 2 screenshot contest and anything else that I ramble off on. All right, the Gen 2 screenshot contest 2010. After the success of the 2009 screenshot contest, the contest team is doing it again. If you're a Gen 2 user and you haven't done so already, go ahead and trick out your desktop and go ahead and submit your screenshot. If your screenshot is chosen as one of the top three screenshots, your screenshot will be posted on the main Gen 2 screenshot page. So go ahead and get involved and go ahead and submit your screenshot. I'll go ahead and post the links to the information about the screenshot contest if you visit linuxcrazy.com. Also, if you go ahead and visit gen2.org, you'll see on the front page, it's probably still listed, the little news item for the 2010 screenshot contest. But we want everyone to get involved, so go ahead and submit your screenshot. I have been sweltering in the heat here in South Florida. I live in South Florida near Fort Lauderdale and Pompano Beach, and it's been in the 90s, and the humidity's been in the 90s, so when they say it feels like, it's been in the hundreds. I've had skin cancer before, so now I try to keep my skin covered as best I can. So I've been wearing long pants and long sleeve shirt and a floppy hat to work. When I first started thinking about going this route, I was worried that I was going to be really hot wearing long pants and long sleeve shirt. But what I actually realized is that it's actually cooler. I guess because I'm not really sure why. The shirt, it worked out good because I bought cotton shirts. And I can use the sleeves on the long sleeve cotton shirt to wipe my brow. I wear glasses. And one of my big problems in the middle of the summer working outside is that the sweat would run down and hit my glasses, and then I wouldn't be able to see. So this way I can wipe the sweat off my brow before the sweat has a chance to trickle down onto my glasses. So that's one added benefit of the long sleeves. So I've been pleasantly surprised that there's actually benefits to it, and it's not too bad. So on to the IRC clients. Now, I'm only going to basically talk about the IRC clients that I know and use. There are some IRC clients for KDE that I'm really not familiar with, so I'm going to pass on even making any kind of explanation on them. One of them is Quazel. It's a IRC client and also a server that I think keeps you connected to the network continuously. And Conversation is a basic IRC client. I'll leave those two alone. If anyone out there, a listener, is familiar with KDE and the IRC clients, please send me a little clip explaining them, and I would love to include it in the podcast. I just don't want to elaborate on something that I really have absolutely no idea talking about. I am not an expert on the IRC clients that I'm going to talk about, which is XChat. And I also use a little bit. I use IRSSI with screen on some remote boxes that I'm a little bit familiar with, and I can actually put up on linuxcrazy.com my configuration files for anyone that wants to check them out. IRC client that I use is XChat. And the reason I use XChat is that I use GNOME, and XChat is a GTK application, and GNOME is a GTK application. So the two just kind of go well together. When you first start up XChat, it's going to ask you what network that you want to connect to. So I'm going to open up, I'm pretty sure it opens up this network list. And I mainly use Freenode. In fact, just about always use Freenode. I might use one or another network, but mainly I always use Freenode. So on my network list, I just use Freenode. And then up top, I have my nickname, my second choice, my username, and my real name. When you first connect to Freenode, you want to make sure that you go ahead and register your nickname. To register your nickname with Freenode, select a permanent master nickname. If the nickname you want is registered but has not been used for at least 60 days, you can ask a Freenode staffer, and he'll set it up for you as far as making the nick available to you. Please avoid using the name of a community project or trademark entity to avoid conflicts. Write down your password and be sure to keep the sheet of paper in a safe place. To register your nick, you do /message, nickserve, register, pick a password that you can remember, and then your email. To keep your email address private rather than displaying it publicly, mark it as hidden. /message, space, nickserve, set hide mail on. And then it's awful useful to also go ahead and set up an alternate nick. And also you can group as many of these nicks as you want, different alternate nicks. I have my main nick is called D. Abbott, and then I'll have a D. Abbott, a bar, and then I have work. So that's kind of tells you that that's when I'm at work. Then I have D. Abbott, bar. Then I'll have AFK, which means away from keyboard. We'll get into some of these little shorthand chat symbols, sayings later on in the podcast. So what you'll do is when you have these different nicknames, you go ahead and you put message. Once you've gone ahead and switched to that nick, you do /message, nickserve, group. So any of those commands that I said was /message, then it'll be a space, then nickserve, then a space, then group. And that pretty much that'll register your nickname. It sets a password for your nickname and also groups some alternate nicknames with the original. So then once you connect to the Freenode network, then you want to join some channels. And one of the first ones you'll want to join is Linux Crazy. Now, you can't just put Linux Crazy. It's always the # or a # and then Linux Crazy. Go ahead and if you're new to IRC, go ahead and join Linux Crazy and head over to Linux Crazy and then start chatting. And the best way to learn how to do IRC is pretty much just doing it. You'll learn the ins and outs of it. One of the basic things that you want to do when you are chatting on IRC is go ahead and use emotions as you're chatting, because IRC is a text-based medium and sometimes people don't understand exactly what you're referring to. So sometimes if you're saying a joke and you put a little smile there, it lets people know that you're joking around. So I'm going to go ahead and close this window. This is the network list, and I'm going to go ahead and go through XChat, the bar up top, and kind of explain what everything does on XChat. On the left-hand side here, I'm connected to Freenode, so Freenode's up top, and then it has a list of all the different IRC channels that I'm connected to. I mainly connect to Gen 2 channels, so I'm connected to a bunch of different Gen 2 channels. And one of the other reasons that I really like XChat is because using GNOME, there's a up top the bar, and then at the right-hand side of the bar, there's a little XChat icon. When somebody mentions my nick, which is D. Abbott, it's a short for David Abbott, which is my real name, D. Abbott, the icon will flash so that I know that someone's trying to get in touch with me. So that comes in really handy. So on the left side is, like I said, is all the channels that I'm on, and there's different colors that light up. Now these colors you can set yourself. Now for mine, I have, when someone's talking on the channel, it goes to orange. And when someone leaves or enters the channel, it goes to blue. So I can see the channels that people are just, that there's not really any activity, that people are just leaving or joining. But then I can see the channels that there's actually some activity on, and they're orange. And in the middle is the actual window for the chat. And you can customize all the different colors for the... I have customized mine with mainly bright colors for the nicknames. Each block, like A through F, you can give a certain color. So I mainly use like bright yellow, bright purple, bright blue, bright green, colors like that that stand out for the different nicknames. And then on the right-hand side of the window is the actual channel list of all the different people that's in the channel. Here at Gen 2, and that's hash or pound Gen 2, there's 10 ops and 861 total people in that channel. The 10 ops are, those are 10 people that have permission to make different decisions on the channel. They can kick people off the channel, they can ban people from the channel, or they can give people additional permissions on the channel. So there's 10 of those on Gen 2's channel. So I'll go through these settings. In the top window it says XChat. Now this is in the top of the actual XChat window. And it's got the network list, which we already went down through. Then it says here, new server tab, channel tab, server window, channel window. I never use that. Lug plug-in or script, I've never used that. Now here you could detach this. If you had two or networks going at once, you could detach this and then close and quit. So this, in this particular tab, which is the top left, the network list is the only one that I ever edit. And here you, like I said, when you open up this network list, it'll have, mine has Freenode, then you can edit it, and when you open the edit list, it's got all the different, your favorite channels that you want to join, and you just put them in there, pound Gen 2 as an example, and then a comma, then pound Gen 2 dash chat, and then a comma, and what it'll do is it'll automatically connect to all your different channels when you open XChat. Then you want to go ahead and put that NickServe password there. And that's the password that we created before when we registered our nick. And the server password, I just put the same password in there. I'm not exactly sure if that's correct, but it seems to work okay. And then character set, I've got the system, UTF Unicode as for the character set. And up here I've got checked connect to selected server only, and then use global user information. And then auto connect to this network at startup. So that's the first tab. Then the view, I've got, this is the different the views. I've got menu bar, topic bar, and user list. And that's the only ones that I have. And my channel switcher, I've got the channel, I got the tree. The tabs puts them on the bottom, and for me, I like it better on the left with the tree. Then the third bar up there is server, and it says disconnect, reconnect, join the channel. It's pretty much self-explanatory. You can do, that's with that join the channel, that's with the GUI. But you can actually do it right from the window. You just put a / join, and then the channel that you want to join in the little input box. And then here's settings, and then it's got preferences. Now, up top on the left, it's got interface, and it's got text box. then that's where you go ahead and pick your font. And right here, as I got a check mark by color nicknames, and I don't use a transparent background. And then I got the check mark by the indent nicknames, and then a check mark by the show marker line. And then the input box, I've got use the text box, and then spell checking, that comes in handy so you can at least look like you're smarter than you really are, so you don't have a whole lot of misspelled words when you spell a word wrong incorrectly, it'll show up. Now sometimes when the chat, you know, you're going to it's okay to have misspelled words, but sometimes it's not. Certain words you want to spell correctly. The user list is nothing special there. It's just the way the user box is going to be set up. Channel switcher, nothing special there. Colors. Now this is where you change the colors so that you have brighter colors. Now you can play around with this and change the colors any way you want. My foreground is sort of a light gray, which that would be the normal text color, is a little bit off-white. And then my background is dark gray, almost black. And I prefer this. It seems to be easier on my eyes. And then marking text is foreground is blue, background is a grayish color again. So you just play around with these colors. Just do, when you're playing around with these colors, though, just do one or two at a time. Don't change them all and then come back, because you'll never realize how to get back to the original, and you'll mess up all the colors. But what you do is you just change a couple along, check them, see how you like them, and then keep going. If something drastic happens and you need to reset it to the defaults, which I've had to do before, there's a .xchat in your home directory, a folder. Just a second, let me check that your default, that has all your settings in it. In mine, it is, yeah, in mine it's .xchat2. And what you can do is you can just delete that and go ahead and close. Well, what I would do is close xchat, delete that, and then open up xchat again, and it'll start you back off at the default. You'll lose all your settings and your preferences and your passwords and all that, but you'll get back to a default setting, and you can start customizing again. So there, here's the, that's the colors. The chatting is the next box. Now this is in xchat preferences that I'm talking about. Alerts, I don't have in channel message, I have none of them checked, but I have all private message checked and highlight messages checked. I have all that, so that's for that icon I was talking about, the xchat icon, so that it will blink. See, here's see, now make a beep sound on private message, highlight message. Now I have I don't have a beeping. You can put your own little special sound file in there, and I have a little message sound. It's not a beep. It's just kind of a nice subtle little sound that will sound when somebody mentions my nickname. And also, but the main one I like is that blink taskbar on, blink tray icon on. So that way, when somebody mentions my name, it'll blink. So even if I'm away from the computer and I come back and I see that blinking, that means that somebody's tried to contact me, and I can scroll back and see where they contacted me, because it's also going to be highlighted with a different color, and I can check and see that what they asked me or what they said about me. So it'll show up even if somebody just mentioned your name or you mentioned your nickname. And I'll see if they want me to get back to them. And if they do, then I'll get back to them. So then you have general. It has your quit message, leave channel, and away message. Now, Gen 2, they don't really like you announcing your away messages, because what it does is it just kind of floods the channel with a bunch of people. Whenever they say away, it just floods the channel with a bunch of almost like spam. So you want to keep any of that stuff to a minimum. So I don't have announce away messages. But I do have show away once. What that does is somebody tries to contact me personally in a private message, it will say away message one time. So And I've got checked here automatically unmark away. So that means if I start talking in the channel and I forgot to remark myself from away, it will automatically unmark my away. Logging, and I go ahead and enable logging. Doesn't seem to take up that much disk space anymore with the way that hard drives are. They're so big. I've got a 250 gigabyte hard drive. I've actually got about 60 gigabytes full, but I got a long ways to go before I'm going to fill this 250 gigabyte hard drive up. And I've also got another 250 gigabyte hard drive that's just a backup that I just back up, certain important things in my home directory, and I'll back up some important configuration files and stuff, but I've got plenty of hard drive space, so that's not an issue. So I go ahead and enable logging. It's helped me a few times, especially when you're doing some work on IRC that you want to be able to go back and see exactly what was said. IRC is used a lot for collaboration, I would say. I'm on the Gen 2 trust, a member of the Gen 2 trustees, and we actually use IRC for our meetings. We'll go ahead and have our monthly meeting on IRC, and it will be logged, and so that any motions or any decisions that we make, there is a record of it. And we'll go ahead and post that up on the Gen 2 website for everyone to read. So in case someone is not at the meeting, they can actually read the log, and it's just like that they were at the meeting. So another big thing that IRC is used for is, like I was talking about, is collaboration. On the Gen 2 developer channel, it's used a lot for people asking advice, letting other developers know what's going on, like if they're changing a important package, if they're adding different support to a package, if they're having problems with the package, they can ask for advice. So it's a very strong collaborative tool. And also another thing that IRC is used a lot for is just chit chat. A lot of people with the similar likes can get together and discuss what they enjoy. In the Gen 2 channels, there's a Gen 2 dash chat, which is almost like a non-formal channel where you can kind of just say what's on your mind and talk about anything, but it revolves around different Gen 2. Most of the people there are Gen 2 users. Now, the regular Pound Gen 2 channel is more of a support channel. So that is for people that are having problems with, let's say you're having problems getting your graphical user interface to work properly, and you've got a new install, and you're newer to in Gen 2. So you go to Gen 2 and ask different, more experienced people if they've encountered the same type problem and how you can fix it. So it's a very good way to get support for any problem you're having. There's very simple questions asked there, and there's also very advanced questions asked there. But that's the place you go for support. So there's different channels for different things that you want to do. Like I said, if you're new to IRC and you would like to enjoy getting started on it, just go ahead and get on the Freenode server. Go ahead and join the Pound Linux Crazy channel. Go ahead and register your nick. It's a good idea. Register your nick. Write down the information, your password, all that. Put it in your drawer so that you have it for later in case you don't use IRC for a couple of months or weeks or something. And later on, you want to go back in, you'll have your information since you did spend some time setting it all up. And stop by Linux Crazy and chit-chat. And like I said, that's the best way I've learned to get used to IRC is actually just getting in there and getting your hands dirty and doing it. The other thing I wanted to talk about as far as IRC, one of the important things is these chat abbreviations. Now, like I said before, sometimes you want to make sure, since it's just a text median, that you want to make sure that you give the person that you're conversing with an idea of your intentions, basically. So one of the main ones people use is the smiley. It just means that you're just playing around and you're trying to have fun, or you really kind of like the person that you're conversing with. One of the other popular ones is when I do the smile, I just do a colon, and then I do a right curve, I guess you call it. I'll have to read up on my keyboard terminology. Just a second. Let me read up on the keyboard terminology so I don't make a goof of myself here. Okay, it says here that it's a close or right parentheses. Well, you can tell how my mind works. It just absolutely went blank. So the smile would be the colon and then the right parentheses. One of the other ones that people use is a colon and a square bracket, a right square bracket, which means that you're kind of being a little bit of a smart aleck. There's a whole bunch of different symbols. One of the main ones that I use is AFK, away from keyboard. Another one that people use a lot is be back later. Another one that people use a lot is a colon with a P, which means it's supposedly with your tongue sticking out, but it means that you're anticipating a response. So when you get used to using these different symbols, it kind of explains your emotions while you're typing the text. And I'll put that up on LinuxCrazy.com. I found a real good one that has them all listed as all the different emotions, symbols, and also all of the little shorthand ones like the be back later, stuff like that. So like I said, I'll put that up on LinuxCrazy.com. It's a PDF file, and you can just save it, and you can keep it for reference. All right, that pretty much walks you through XChat. The other two, the other one IRC client that I use is IRSSI, and it's a command line client that's actually run from your terminal, and it works really well if you run it with Screen. Screen is a program that runs in your terminal that lets you have the option of opening new terminals inside of Screen so that you don't have to open another a physical terminal. You can just run as many instances inside the one terminal you have open. So that way you can run your chat client, IRSSI, in the same terminal as you have a regular terminal open in order to manipulate files, edit files, and so on. So it works really well. I use it I have a Gentoo server as a hosted at another physical location that I use for different stuff, and I have a RSSI running inside a Screen session on one of those servers. I'm not real advanced in the IRSSI, but I enjoy using it and I enjoy learning using it. And the only thing I don't really like about it, as far as like with XChat, is with the icon, with the being able to let me know when somebody's contacted me. Now you can run a message, actual message screen inside IRSSI that all your messages will go to. And I do have that set up, but I just haven't gotten used to it, or I don't feel comfortable as I do with XChat. I can run XChat and go to a whole bunch of different channels and jump around all over the place pretty fast. And I don't have that speed with IRSSI, so I haven't really spent a lot of time on it and using it. You know, a lot of times what happens is that you find a program that you're comfortable with, that seems to fit your needs, and there's really no reason to venture out any further. And that's kind of what's happened to me with XChat. I've been using it for a while. It's a very simple to use GUI program, GUI program, that does everything that I want to do. So that's what I spend all my time doing. But I will put my little configuration files up for you for IRSSI. IRSSI. And what's nice about when you configure screen for it, you can configure screen to have a two bars at the bottom. And what these two bars do at the bottom is, one is your status, and you can configure this any way you want to describe your status. And the other one is a caption that, again, you can configure this a lot of different ways to give you different information. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with screen, and there's also a whole lot of stuff you can do with IRSSI. There's actual experts in both of these that have been using them for many years, and that's not me, but I have the basics set up, and I'll put my configuration files up for you to check out. And if anybody out there, again, if anybody out there is an expert or even a general user of IRSSI and screen and would like to put together a little how-to and record it for me, I would love to have it, and I'll play it on the podcast. So, okay, well, that's about it for me. I'll talk to y'all later. All right, bye-bye.